But if you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and look at verse 2. You know, one of the things that we deal with as God's people is knowing God's will. And it would be great if we all could just know exactly God's will. There have been times in my life, and my wife has told me that if God leads you certain places, that if I got called to West Texas, she was raised here in East Texas. Of course, I was raised out close to Lubbock, and we kind of laughed, that if I got called out there, he would have to tell her audibly about that, And so, we look at trying to determine God's will. And especially as a young person, I can remember when I was 18 and 19 years old wrestling with what was God's will and what was God's purpose in my life. And many times, we kind of put our lives on hold as we pray and as we seek God's will for the future. And many times when we cannot get a clear picture of what the future holds for us, we can't get a clear picture of what God wants us to do, then we become frustrated and we become confused because we don't understand where God is leading us. And I think this last week I had some students who were talking to me, and they were concerned about God's will for their lives. And as I was talking with them, I said, that God's will starts right now. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, as Paul writes the church there, in verses chapter 4, verse 1, he says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in a steward that a man be found faithful." And I believe one of the first steps for us to know God's will for our lives is that we must be found faithful. I'm afraid today that on any given Sunday morning and any given Sunday night and Wednesday night and probably any day during the week, there are a host of Christians that are AWOL. They're absent without leave. You know that when it comes to their Christian service, we have somehow developed a concept or an attitude that Christian service among Christians is something that is voluntary. Well, I'll volunteer to do this, or yes, I'll agree to do that. And we've somehow taken it to our lives and said, if I want to, I'll do it. But the scriptures tell us that we have been bought with a price, that we have been purchased, that we are no longer our own. We belong to someone else. Paul said there in verse 1, that we are stewards of the ministries or mysteries of God, and that we are ministers of Christ. So, and I'm not, when I talk about this, it's not just about preachers, it's about everyone that has been bought with a price. And God owns us, and God controls us, and He moves us forward. When I look at Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, Jesus tells His followers there, He said, "Ye shall be witnesses of me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth." But notice, did He say, if it is convenient, I want you to be a witness for me? Or if it's okay with you? Or, if you feel like it today, I would like for you to be a witness. No, that's not what He says, is it? He says, "You shall be witnesses to me." It's not something that was optional. Yet many times we as Christians today view our relationship with Christ and our service to Christ as something that is optional. "Well, Christ, I'll be a witness for you today because, I had a good night's rest. I feel good. And so, Lord, I'll be that witness." But some days we say, "Lord, I got up on the wrong side of the bed today, so don't expect me to be a witness for you today." But I'm sorry, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the Scripture says that we shall be witnesses. And every day, and in every action, and in every conversation, and in every word that we say during that day, folks, we are testifying of Jesus Christ, and we are testifying of His relationship. And when we look at that, if we're going to be witnesses for Christ, then we have to be available. And one of the biggest things in Christian service is availability. That we have to make ourselves available unto God. And folks, in order to be available, you have to be present.
Yeah.
You've got to be there. You know, so many Christians today miss opportunities of service. They miss opportunities to know God's will simply because they're not there. And I'm still a firm believer, you know, when the writer of Hebrews says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, the folks, on Sunday morning, I think God's people ought to be in God's house. You know, and when the church is meeting, I believe that God's people ought to be there. And I think, you know, that we need to put that expectation. So many people today, and it really concerns me today when I'm meeting with young preachers and I'm talking with young preachers, and they so easily excuse themselves from the Lord's service.
You know,
I was out late last night, so I didn't make it to Sunday school, or I didn't make it to church, or, you know, I've got a big test tomorrow, and, I felt like that I just couldn't go to the Lord's house. We excuse ourselves from being where we ought to be. And God has a purpose for us. And folks, we have an obligation. If we're going to seek God's will in our lives, we are going to have to make ourselves available and be there. You see, God has that expectation. He says, you know, it is required in a steward that he be found faithful.
Yeah.
And faithfulness also involves obedience.
Right.
James, in his writing, says, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
Mm-hmm.
And talking with people, you know, I might ask them, I said, you know, if you're looking for God's will, what of God's will do you know right now? Now, if you're looking for God's will in your life, you've opened the Scriptures and you've read God's Word, you've prayed, and you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what is God's will for you right now? You see, there are certain things that we understand in the Scriptures. One of them, as I just talked about, is worshiping. You know, that we understand that God expects us to be in the Lord's house. If we're looking for God's will in our lives, are we being obedient to that command? Are we being in the Lord's house worshiping Him? Another thing that we understand, I believe, from our very nature of accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that we desire to know more about Him. Paul, when he was talking to Timothy, you know, told him that's one of the reasons why you're here. You're studying to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But folks, so if we're going to know God's will, we need to know God.
Yeah.
And how else are we going to know God unless we spend time in His Word?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, the example for us, was a scholar of God's Word. He knew God's Word, and he could apply God's Word in his life. And if Jesus is the example for us, then we need to know God's Word. The psalmist said, Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against Thee. The psalmist knew that he needed to know God's Word. If we're going to know God's will in our lives today, folks, we're going to have to know God's Word. And we're going to have to hide God's Word in our heart. For you see, it is through God's Word that God reveals Himself to us. And as God reveals Himself to us through the person of Jesus Christ and through His teachings, then we can begin to not only see God, but folks, as we see God, we can understand God's purpose in our own lives. Jesus Christ could understand fully God's purpose and God's will for His life because He knew God's Word, because He was the author. He knew it, and He spent time with God. So we have to spend time in God's Word. We have to spend time with Him. Jesus Christ is an example for us. Not only was a scholar of the Word of God, but He was a man of prayer.
Right.
You look at nearly every decision that Jesus Christ makes. Where do you find Him before that decision is made? He calls 12 disciples. Where do you find Him the night before? You find Him in prayer. The Garden of Gethsemane before His crucifixion. Before significant events in the life of Jesus Christ, you find Jesus Christ in prayer. Folks, if we're going to know God's will, then we're going to have to spend time in prayer. And folks, prayer is not just us talking all the time. And I'm afraid many times when we think about prayer, that's what it is. You know, God, I need this, this, and then we handle this whole list of things that we need to tell God, and then we say amen, and we turn off the channel. Folks, prayer is a two-way conversation.
You're right.
We need to let God talk to us.
Right.
We need to let Him speak to us about where He's leading us and where He's guiding us. And so as we seek God's will, we need to be faithful in reading God's Word. We need to be faithful in studying God's Word. But we also need to be faithful in prayer. Paul told told the church, to pray without ceasing at the church of Thessalonica. To pray always. That prayer is such a vital part of our relationship. I was preparing looking at one of my lessons for this afternoon. And a person can be a leader without the Holy Spirit. But folks, you can only be a spiritual leader with the Holy Spirit. And if we're going to have spiritual leaders serving within our churches today, they're going to have to be people who are seeking God's guidance in their lives. They're going to have to be people of prayer. And so we have an admonition to pray always and to pray without ceasing. I'm also mindful of, when I think about seeking God's will, is to be thankful. Thankful for where God has placed me and where God has opened doors for me. The personal experience has shown me that in seeking God's will, that God's will is always found while you're serving Him and while you're doing what you ought to be doing. Having a person talk to me one time about being a missionary, and he was going to go to some foreign land, and that was his desire, was to be a missionary and evangelize for Jesus Christ. And one of the first questions I asked him was, well, how many people have you witnessed to this week? What makes this person think that going to a foreign land is going to suddenly make him a different person than the person he is right now? No, if we're viewing that God has some grand purpose for us down the road, we need to look at what we're doing right now. What are we doing in our lives right now that is preparing us for that event down the road? And so we're thankful for where God has placed us. We're thankful for the responsibilities and the duties that God has given us right now. And I know it's a little bit stretched in Matthew, the 25th chapter, where he's talking about the talents, but it really is not. In Matthew 25:21, the Lord said unto him, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." And notice what he says, "Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things." You want to be used by God, and you want to be given greater spiritual responsibilities, then be faithful in those responsibilities that are given to you right now. And be diligent in those things. And so, at this point in our lives, God has given us the opportunities to study. He's given us the opportunity to prepare. He's given us a grand opportunity to fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ that have the like passion that we have.
Yes.
Folks, we need to be obedient about the things that He's given us now in the study and in the preparation. And as we prepare ourselves, God will open the door for us. Because we've prepared, and folks, we've always made ourselves available to be used by God. You see, if we look at this, Paul says, it's required of a steward that he be found faithful. How faithful are you in those things that you know of God's will? Are you applying them day by day in your life? You see, your obedience in those areas makes you available, and because you are in God's presence and you are seeing God, the closer you get to God, the clearer His vision for your life is going to become.
All right.
And so as we seek God's will, folks, we seek His presence.
Amen.
And that reveals unto us His will. in his presence, and say this in closing, in his presence, we're kind of like the prophet. God was speaking to it. You see, first off, he was in God's presence. Secondly, he was listening to God. And as God was speaking, he said, "Here am I, send me." But why did that happen? It happened because he was in God's presence. He was listening to God. Are we faithful in being in God's presence? Are we faithful in those responsibilities that he has given us this morning? Are we listening to God? For as we are listening to God, he's going to reveal to us his will. And as his will is revealed to us, we can say, "Lord, here am I. Use me. Here am I. Send me. Send me to that church. Or I'm available, Lord, to be used in this ministry." Wherever it is. But folks, God has a plan for your life. But folks, that plan doesn't begin next year at graduation. The plan is going on right now. And it calls for your responsibility and your actions right now. Because your faithfulness, your diligence now prepares you for what God has for you tomorrow. I pray that God will bless each of you in the ministries that he has outlined for you. Amen.